Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the country. So blessed to produce this. It's Doc Talk Podcast, hosted by Dr. Greg Roscoe in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, out here in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. It goes by quick, and we see a load of you guys on the lines. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Doc, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, you have brought a legend to the show today, first time, and we're just so blessed to hear from Warren Brewster today as well.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. I am doing well. Things are going well in the practice. Pittsburgh is wonderful. It's like paradise. You know, the temperatures are in the 70s, going into low 80s. People are boating. Beautiful time of year here. So that's going great. You know, but the other thing, Mark, is we're getting a lot of responses on our emails. People are asking a lot of questions and wanting information. So things are going well with Mancini Media here. Today should be a great show with Warren Brewster. And Warren, good morning.
Thank you, Doc.
Thank you very much for coming. And Mark, would you mind if I framed the show a little bit?
I'll sit back and let you take it, my friend. I'm just so blessed to be a part of this on Saturdays with you.
Well, thank you. You know, we've been talking about improving our health for our listeners. And we did start with a topic probably 2 or 3 weeks ago where we talked about dental areas, dental caries, periodontal disease, people losing teeth, people having teeth fall out of their mouth. You know, what can we do about it? How can we prevent it? Oral infections. The next stage for that, in my thinking, was oral cancer. And we know just briefly that, you know, overall, we're seeing a lot of oral cancer. We know that it's in males as well as females. It's also in younger people under 50 years old due to smoking, vaping, as well as smokeless tobacco. Another kind of interesting thing with regard to smokeless tobacco is the amount of cancer there is in our professional athletes. And that kind of brought this to fore when we were talking about Tony Gwynn dying from oral cancer. We also, you know, have a few other star athletes that are fighting oral cancer. And that's Curt Schilling from the Boston Red Sox, 2004 World Series pitcher. We also know that Jim Kelly from the Buffalo Bills has oral cancer. And there's just kind of a few big names that really are presenting with this. And again, we have a special guest, a superstar, a World Series pitcher and winner, Warren Brewster, this morning. But I just wanted to mention, we're seeing oral cancer. Let's be aware of it. And, you know, we're also seeing it not only in our Major League Baseball players, but also in the NFL. We're also seeing it in our hockey players and basketball, that overall these fellas are chewing. And having said all that, you know, we want to talk about maybe prevention. What's going on? What are the major leagues doing with this? And, you know, we have a lot of these guys, as Mr. Brewster, that are role models for our younger players, people working their way up, adolescents, you know, in little league, minor league, pony leagues, and they see the major leaguers, you know, putting the chew in their mouth. And indeed, you know, what's going on? And that's why we have Mr. Brewster in today. He's been in the minors. He's been in the majors. He's been in the World Series. Currently, he's coaching young college players. So I'd like to open it up a little bit. Warren, could you kind of fill us in just a bit on this chewing situation that maybe was very prevalent, that maybe there are some changes that are happening at this point? Can you help us?
Sure. I can be glad to, Dr. Roscoe.
Thank you.
What happened in my career was it was very prevalent when I played. It was there in the clubhouse. If you needed some, all you had to do was ask the clubhouse man, and it would be supplied to you. And now they've changed the rules in the minor leagues. You can't chew. And then they've outlawed it also in the big leagues. And it's a step in the right direction. And it's good because people, when I played, when I was in the minor leagues, everybody smoked. If they weren't chewing, they were smoking. So and then they finally outlawed that, and they got that out of baseball. And now the next step was to get chewing tobacco out of baseball. You know, so it's all they're doing is looking out for the health and well-being of people that don't want to be able to help themselves. So they're putting up rules and stuff like that to prevent players from having problems with oral cancer and any other diseases that chewing tobacco or smoking that come along with that. And so it's great to see how it's changed and people are realizing in this day and age how bad tobacco is for you.
Boy, how true, with regard to learning about diseases. And, Warren, a lot of what we see in medicine, cause and effect. People do certain things, and when they do that, they get a certain effect. And we know today that there's a mix. Tobacco is definitely a problem with oral cancer as well as throat cancer. Then we have some other mixture of some alcohol throwing in on top of that. As well as we have people that have bad gums, bad disease in their mouth that leads to oral cancer. So, as far as awakening, I think we're getting more awakened. But, Warren, why did all this start? How the heck did chewing tobacco start to be such a culture in Major League Baseball? Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, well, for me, I saw players playing in the 50s and 60s, the one player that I remember the most was Nellie Fox with the Chicago White Sox.
Chicago Cubs. No, Chicago,
right.
Chicago White Sox.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Shortstop, right?
Him having a big, he was the second baseman. And
baseman,
I remember him having a big
time.
Chew in his it was right in the middle of my growing up. And, that, for me, what started me chewing was my first year rookie ball, or in my first year as a rookie in low A ball in Spartanburg, South Carolina. It was very hot and humid, and I wasn't used to the heat. Being from Northern California, I didn't have to pitch in too many hot days and no humidity whatsoever. And what I was doing between innings was drinking a bunch of water, and I'd go out in the next inning, and my stomach would start cramping up. So I said, I got to do something to combat that. And I didn't like to chew gum. I was afraid of swallowing gum. And so I started chewing tobacco. And it became natural. It just, and it was supplied to us. All I had to do was call the company and they'd send it. And, so it was very comfortable for me to chew while I was pitching. And it was, I could take my chew out, wash my mouth out. Right in my jaw.
Would you carry it? Would you carry it on your body?
No, I just have it I just have it sitting in the dugout or in my locker, wherever I was.
Got it.
Yeah. And I never carried it in my pocket or anything.
And if I can expand a little bit, as far as the words to describe tobacco, what were the words you used to describe that? Were you dipping? Was it chaw? Was it chew? What were the words that were used? I've seen so many words in the literature. Do you recall that?
Right. Well, I dipped when I wasn't pitching. When I pitched, I chewed. I chewed Red Man when I was pitching, and then I would dip Copenhagen or Snuff when I was not pitching. So
dipping and Snuff and, those kind of products? Some people actually put tobacco powder in their nose.
Right, I know. That's my parents told me that stuff. My mom used to tell me that. She grew up in the South, and she said her father had a stick, and he'd dip that and put it in his nose and stuff. Yeah, I remember hearing about that. That was something I never tried.
Is there a difference between Red Man and Copenhagen?
Yes. Red Man is chew. It's a big leaf. It's a broad leaf. It's not as fine. Copenhagen is fine, and you put that between your cheek and gum, and it gives a burning sensation and a kind of euphoric sensation when you're chewing it. And Red Man was different. Red Man and chewing tobacco was more like to keep your saliva and keep your mouth moist.
Wow. And then the saliva would precipitate the spitting?
Yeah. So it was two totally different types of tobacco.
Got it. And, you know, as far as when we talk about these major league athletes, and it always puzzled me a little bit, you know, we have people, again, like you, that are healthy, that are active, that are working out, probably taking nutritional products, trying to do great things for their body. Did it ever bother you that you would be doing that in a sense where it would cause some destruction to your body? Or did that thought ever pass, you know, because you were so busy doing your career?
Well, during my career, it was different. You know, I wasn't thinking, I was young, you know, and indestructible. And now as you get older and your body begins to start wearing out and you start to have some health issues, you realize, wow, I better start taking care of myself. And the one thing I did was quit chewing tobacco. And it was very difficult to do. I tried many, many times to quit and had a hard time. And finally, a year and a half ago, I finally set my mind to it and did. And then started having a healthier lifestyle, working out more, eating better, taking nutrients, taking supplements, just to
Surely.
Take care of, to enjoy the rest of my life.
I agree, and keep your body healthy from those toxins.
Right.
You know, we're seeing, and I may have mentioned in the pre-show, you know, with vaping, younger
right.
people, including women, getting cancer of the tongue or the oral cavity. What do you think is going on with our society, so to speak? Why are we doing that? What is the hook here that gets our young people interested in those kind of habits?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. I think a lot of people are thinking that it's a safer alternative than tobacco, and they're finding out as time goes on that it's not. And it's
right.
it's again, they're going to have to set some kind of rules up and try to stop people from vaping and try to get tobacco and any of those products out of the mainstream of society.
Yeah, I think you're beautiful, very, very true. And, you know, again, if we want our society healthy, we need to remove those types of habits that are hurting, you know, that start young in life, and some people carry it through their lives, which we think today there is correlation, you know, with the smoking, the vaping, the chewing, you know, oral cancer, laryngeal cancer, lung cancer. We think there is that cause and effect. And, you know, as far as health, does the major leagues, do they promote good health? You know, they gave you tobacco, but do they have programs at all, you know, with trainers and foods and things like that to try to keep the major leaguers healthier?
Yes, I think they do.
Beyond the scope of what they do?
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, it's the whole full cycle of eating, nutrition. When I played, they gave us pizza and hamburgers after the game. Now they have inside the clubhouse, they have basically a restaurant. You can get any kind of food you want, so you're eating healthy. They're bringing in salads and stuff and the nutrition.
Sure.
And they're realizing that, hey, you know, we're paying these guys a lot of money. We better fuel them with the right type of fuel and have
sure.
them eat properly and so their product. They can continue to produce on the field, you know, and it's nutrition, and it's the whole ball of wax. You know, the trainers do an
nope.
outstanding job, you know, and that's why
Excellent.
They're you know, in that field, and they are there to guide the players. You know, it's a lot different in these days than it was when I played. You know, they're
yes,
realizing
sir.
How important that
well,
is for the health and well-being for all the players. You know, it's
Warren,
you know, Major League Baseball has made great strides in turning that around.
Wonderful. You know, we talk about our bodies, and one thing that I promoted is maintenance. You know, our bodies are meant to last a lifetime. And
right.
overall, we need to take responsibility for it by, you know, eating properly, getting rid of the sugars, getting rid of foods that aren't good for us, limiting alcohol, limiting, you know, the tobacco, watching, you know, of course, drugs that people are on. We want to take care of this body. There's many sophisticated systems here that get hurt when we're doing things like that overall that don't allow our body to function properly. And, you know, we were talking about oral disease, teeth, you know, and again, it's amazing. People don't take care of their teeth as well as they should. And, you know, it's important to, you know, let's brush, let's floss, let's get good oral maintenance on a regular basis. And, you know, if I can reflect on these athletes with oral cancer, you know, were they doing any type of maintenance? Were they seeing their healthcare professionals? Did they go in every couple of months, have their teeth cleaned, have their mouth looked at? You know, again, it's something you would think people of that financial caliber that have money to do those things that, you know, they take care of themselves overall. And that's, you know, I wonder, you know, how did Tony Gwynn die from oral cancer? Wasn't he going to the doctor or the dentist or whatever? Or, you know, Jim Kelly, what happened with him? Wasn't he seeing professionals? And again, maybe it's a matter of education or culture in their home. But I worry about, you know, athletes that, you know, overall, if they're still doing it, are they aware that this is a problem? And, you know, Warren, with you're dealing with young people all the time, with your coaching, your training, do you talk about that at all?
We don't talk about it unless the kids are chewing. And we've been fortunate now. When I first started coaching there in the late 80s, early 90s, it was very prevalent, you know, and we were allowed to chew.
Yes.
It was no big deal. And now, excuse me, they started outlawing it at the college level.
They did.
So you see less and less of it. And now this past season, I don't think we had one player that chewed. I didn't see anybody chewing.
Wow.
So it's completely
fantastic.
They're not seeing it, so they're not doing it. So it's
right.
Finally to the point where it's pretty much eliminated.
Wonderful. Well, I mean, you're a role model. These students, no doubt, look up to you. These athletes look up to you because of your past history and what you're doing. So they watch what you do. And if you're doing good
right.
things, that definitely reflects on their behavior. And can I ask
right.
you a personal question?
Sure.
You know, as far as your oral care, your health care, you know, are you doing that? Are you going to, a physician? Are you going to a caretaker? Are you having, you know, your teeth checked, the gums checked, to check for oral cancer and things like that? Is that part of, you know, your medical culture in your home at this point?
Yes, I have a good friend that's a dentist. In fact, I'm going to him today on Saturday.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and I see him at least once a month. And he's been a great help and, a good friend and has checked me constantly, you know, in the last 15 or 20 years since I've been going to him, you know, and he tells me
Wonderful.
What to look for. And it's something that I, you know, can check myself. And and if he doesn't check,
Excellent.
And, you know, so I see him on a regular basis.
No, I understand.
Basis.
So, you know, I tell some of my listeners, or I tell them in general, I've heard, you know, dental care is expensive, medical care is expensive. But I use the line, you know, go ahead, let's cut costs someplace else. Let's compromise someplace
right.
else financially, but let's not compromise with our health. And, you know, you need a dental professional to look, you know, especially where you're chewing, you know, in those gutters in the mouth to make sure you're not getting thick scarred tissue there or erosions or ulcers or a tumor growing under your tongue. It is so important to do that, to maintain your health care so you're not losing any teeth, but also nothing is happening with regard to a neoplastic activity. So now that's great. If I can expand a little bit with regard to baseball. Baseball was good to you, wasn't it?
Oh, it was very good to me, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great life.
Yeah, you're right. And so that, you know, overall, would you think about taking care of yourself while you're making the big bucks and things like that? Or did you always feel that, hey, you know, it's not going to hit me. It's not going to happen to me.
Right. Yeah, that was pretty much my thinking. Right. It was when you're young, you're pretty much indestructible. And you realize,
sure.
You know, you see how people get sick. And now as you get older, things start to pop up that, boy, if I was taking care of myself when I was younger, this might not have happened.
Correct. And, you know, if I can, I don't know if Mark's back on the line or not, if there are any questions for us. Oh, very good.
Yes,
Mark,
we got a load
of
questions. I'm just sitting back listening to you guys manning the board here. And we got Don from Sparks, Nevada. He said, hey, Warren, what was the reason we stopped tobacco chewing in baseball, but we still sell cigarettes at the convenience store for $10 a pack?
yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, you know, it's just you look at the price of tobacco. I mean, that was one of another reason that I quit was it was $6 a can, and you go, oh my god, you know, and
wow.
$2 or $3 of it was sales tax, you know, taxes that you were paying to the government to chew tobacco, you know, and it finally got to the point where I said, this is just ridiculous, you know, and the price continues to go up, and a majority of it is taxes, you know, and Don's right, you know, it's they're finally getting tobacco out of baseball, but, you know, it's still sold on the, you know, at the convenience store, it's easy to get tobacco, and it, you know, I mean, I'm hoping at least they're carding kids so they don't start at such a young age, because that's generally when it starts at, you know, 14, 15, 16 years old.
Peter coming in from Austin, Texas, basically says, you guys were talking about Copenhagen and stuff like that. He said, you know, when he chewed a little Red Man chewing tobacco, sometimes if you accidentally swallow that a little, man, you get a head rush with it. Any thought with that? As far as the Copenhagen, the taste wasn't that good as far as either one, he said, so he basically stopped it. But, yeah, I've heard that before with head rushes with that. It kind of gives you a headache in some ways.
Oh,
you
know, yeah.
Any experience with that?
If I quit for 4 or 5 days and didn't have a dip, and had a dip, all of a sudden, boy, my head had spun. Yeah, I mean, it's like get you dizzy, and it's like, whoa. You know, but then doing it on a regular basis, when I dip 5 or 6 times a day, then after a few days it'd go away, and he didn't even notice it. But it's something that, you know, when I didn't for a while, it was, whoa, this is really, you know, you really get a head rush.
Right. Well, let me throw one more, and I'll give it back to you, Doc. Lance from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. This show is very unique now. Hearing a ball player talk just sets the bar that much higher with this. I chewed tobacco for 30 years. I look a wreck as far as my mouth goes. Well, Lance, head on over to Dr. Greg Roscoe there in Pittsburgh. He'll take care of you.
Yeah, you know, as far as the tobacco, you know, the tobacco stains, if I can just, you know, talk a little bit about that. You know, we talk about oral health, our teeth, our gums. Tobacco stains the teeth. The tobacco causes recession of the gums. The gums shrink off of the teeth. Also, the bone starts to get shrunken and destroyed, so the teeth start to get loose. If one is having those problems, let's stop chewing. Let's get in to see our professional. Let's see how many teeth we can save if we can get those gums healthy again and quit losing bone. But that may help Lance in McKeesport.
Yeah, we're down to 5 minutes left in the show. more or less, basically from, you know, what you're seeing in sports today, you still see the cigarette smoking sometimes, but what more or less is the bigger problem now in baseball? I know we've seen the steroid issue and all that across the board, but, you know, what was the basic cause of getting rid of it? I mean, what was the single point? Because now we're getting a load of questions, Warren, as far as getting chewing tobacco out of baseball. Was it after the Tony Gwynn thing?
Yeah, I think that was a very, very huge when Tony Gwynn passed away and they attributed it to chewing tobacco. Then they said, whoa, you know, here's a superstar and a definite role model. You know, Mr. Padre and passes away from chewing tobacco. Something's got to go, you know. But then they had set rules up in the minor leagues prior to that a long time ago, you know, in the mid-90s. So I think that, but when Tony passed away, that really hit home. That struck a nerve for a lot of people.
And,
yeah,
you
definitely.
Know, Warren, did the players, when they say baseball wanted to ban it, did the players object, you know, in their collective bargaining agreements and things? Was there objection to banning tobacco?
Yeah, it's like, I think there, you know, there was, I'm sure there was some kickback and some resistance at some point. But, you know, when the smarter people that are running the show prevail, you know, that's when it gets turned around. And, you know, and they say this is just the way it's going to be, you know. And that's, I know in the Philly organization, they constantly were on the players that they did chew to stop, you know, and the trainers were there with literature, whatever they needed. They showed gums. They showed people that lost teeth. They showed all sorts. They had all sorts of pictures and stuff. They put them up in the clubhouse, you know, to convince the kids to quit
chewing,
you know.
Yeah.
Educate kids. And this can happen, you know. And when you're young, like I said before, you know, you feel like you're indestructible. You know, when you're 21,
correct,
22 years old, you know, that's not going to happen to me, you know, and that's, and you realize that as you get older, but it does happen to you, and what can happen, and what can happen is as you get older, as you age.
Correct. You know,
as
we start Greg.
Go ahead. I was going
to
finish.
No, as we start to wind down this show, man, it goes by quick. We've hit over 400. And we're just so blessed that these listeners have kept going. We're going an hour starting July 30th, guys. So that way then we'll have more time to take more questions and everything like that, bring Warren back here. Warren, tell everybody what you're going to be doing in Philadelphia the first week. You're going back there for an alumni game. Then I'll give it over to Doc to let everybody know where he could be reached in Pittsburgh.
Right. Well, that's the weekend of August 5th, 6th, and 7th. I'm going to Philadelphia. We're having alumni weekend in Philadelphia. They have it the first weekend in August every year. And this year they're saluting the 1980 world champion team that I was on.
Wonderful.
For that weekend. We're going to have that 2 years ago, but with COVID hitting and not having a season, obviously nobody was in the ballpark in that year. So they finally feel that it's good enough. And things are healthy enough around the ballpark that we're going to have it this year. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be a great weekend to see a lot of old teammates and people I haven't seen in years and going back to Philadelphia. I haven't been back to Philly in 4 or 5 years now.
Wow. How can people get a hold of you?
I can be reached at Brewster, BRUSSTAR40@gmail.com.
And, Doc, as I give it over to you, the ear, nose, and throat specialist right there in Pittsburgh, if anybody's near Pittsburgh, come in there and see the great staff. Why don't you lay it down where the location is and everything, because just so blessed to have you part of this thing each and every Saturday, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. Mark, I want to thank you and Mancini Media. Warren Brewster, thank you very, very much. Excellent presentation for us. You know, my email is the best way to get a hold of me, gjrmd308@outlook.com. And, you know, if I can just summarize today, you know, oral cancer is something we have to be very cautious of.
oral cancer is ugly. If something is ugly in your mouth, it's sore, it hurts, there's blood, please go to your professionals to get checked. Let's try to prevent this from getting worse. So I want to thank you all very much. And, you know, next Saturday, we're going to talk about something called epiglottitis and tracheostomies. And, again, big words, but very important disease entities. So thank you, Mark.
Well, I'll tell you, and they're all there. Yeah, and Warren and Doc, as we close this thing out, definitely got to get you guys back in here again, Warren. What a great show. And looking forward to next Saturday. And, guys, thanks for tuning in. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. Till next Saturday, have a blessed one, guys, and thanks for tuning in. Thank you very much again to Warren Brewster and Dr. Greg Roscoe.
Thank you. Thank you.